take all of me or take nothing at all. It has been said that one of the strongest desires that any human being has is the desire to be admired. To be well thought of is one of the things that we value the most, and we will do almost anything for that. We will do almost anything to be admired, even if it means compromising ourselves by pretending to be something that we are not. Gracious, yet guarded, polite, yet private, polished, and at the same time unwilling to tell the whole truth. It's almost always about putting your best foot forward, isn't it? No matter what. But exactly what is that costing you? When you spend your time working overtime so that no one will know that you haven't got it all together, you live your life scared and exhausted. You live your life alone. Take all of me or take nothing at all. Well, consider that all of you is the best part. But in order for someone to take all of you, you've got to be willing to take a chance and give it up. Not too long ago, August and I enrolled Gussie in a weekend-long seminar for children. The seminar was designed to empower kids in being effective communicators and in being unafraid to be free and fully self-expressed. It was a wonderful program. Cheryl, the woman who was the program leader and facilitator, was as engaging as she was effective. On the morning of the last day of the seminar weekend, the parents were invited to participate. It was our opportunity to experience firsthand what our kids had been doing and what impact the program had made. We settle into our seats, and Cheryl walks to the front of the room. She steps onto the platform and begins to speak. She gives us a general overview of what has taken place and what our children have been doing, and then, in order to make a point, she started sharing about an incident from her personal life, an incident that she was still in the middle of dealing with. Cheryl's 22-year-old son had been having trouble finding a job because he was a convicted felon. He had committed a felony, served his time in prison, and now no one wanted to give him a job. As a mother, she struggled with wanting to help him, but reasoned that it would be far better for him to struggle so that he could develop in the process. She struggled with wanting to help him, but the thing that she struggled with the most was the fact that the person who had turned him in had been her. Imagine. She went on to paint a vivid picture of her pain and of the emotional tug of war that it had been to take a stand for her son's future by turning him in for his crime, knowing that he would surely be sent to prison. Her picture was a beautiful one of a mother who loves her son and of a woman with a tremendous commitment for people creating family environments that work. And we were in awe. We were in awe of her candor, and we were inspired by her generosity. Here stood a woman who was in charge of the entire family division of this global corporation, unafraid to share with anyone that her family was not perfect. She stood before us as a woman, as an executive, and as a mother in pain. She stood before us strengthened by the hope of her conviction, and she was free. She was free to share that she was in the middle of a family crisis without compromising her dignity or her self-respect. She was powerful because she wasn't trying to be perfect, and her power made a difference with each and every one of the people in that room. And we admired her. Imagine. What is it that makes us so afraid of being real with the people in our lives about who we really are? Why are we willing to go to any length to keep people from knowing that we may be dealing with something real or that we want, but we don't have, yet? It was a while ago that August sat in on one of my earlier seminar sessions and observed that the session was just okay, not bad, but not all that great either. When I asked him why he thought that was, he said that he thought that people didn't leave inspired because they were unable to connect. I'd come off too perfect and too put together. That made it difficult for people to relate and to find themselves in me. All because I was afraid. I was afraid that if I shared anything that didn't make me look perfect, that I would risk not being admired. And you? Are you afraid today? Are you scared that if you're not gracious and guarded, polite, private, and polished, that you won't be admired? Do you spend your time working overtime, exhausted and alone, so that no one will know that you haven't got it all together? Give it up. Give it up for the treasure that's on the other side. Today, realize that when you're willing to allow your humanity to be exposed, you open yourself up to the possibility of really being connected to other people. Allowing yourself to be yourself is a critical factor in you being happy and healthy, a critical factor in living alive. Today, consider that there is a difference between having friends and building strong and effective communities in your life. Building strong and effective communities is critical to you living a great life and having what you want, and it starts with your being real. Give it up today. Give up being too proud and being concerned about being embarrassed, and let someone know what makes you laugh. Share about the last time that you cried. When you win, celebrate with your friends, and when you lose, allow others to share your pain. Let somebody know today what you dream about when you sit alone in your room at night. You gotta give it up. When you're willing to allow your humanity to be exposed, you provide an opportunity for others to be themselves too. Dare to be candid and risk being generous about what's on your plate and allow someone to find their own strength through you. Be free. Don't be afraid. Live out loud and live life proud. Don't be ashamed. Be unapologetic about the journey that you're on and discover that you are uniquely worthy of being admired. Today, give all of you, or today, give nothing at all.